Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Portsmouth Raceway's Jamie Mullis. Then we'll speak with Latrobe Speedway winner Tiffany McElhose. And we'll have a conversation with the winner from Ponderosa Speedway, Adam Stricker. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Illinois at Belle Claire. Harrison Denny and Lieb taking victories. Travis Denning wins at East Moline. Maquoketa, Iowa. Carson Butt crowned Summer Showdown champion. Rico Abreu and Brian Brown with big wins at Knoxville. Independence goes to John Oliver Jr. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway to Brandon Burgoon. 21st Century Energy Cash Bash at Blanket Hill. Cha-ching the dollars to Joey Zimbotti. Jeff Rind wins Bedford, Lernerville to Cody Bova, Spike Moore gets done at Marion Center, Tri-City to Matt Farnham, and Mike Sweeney the checkers at J-Town. Ohio at Sharon to Dale Blaney, Jamie Myers wins Jackson, Raceway 7 goes to Dave Hess Jr., while Jeff Koz gets a victory at Limaland. Moeller goes to Bryce Massengill, Cap Henry a win again at Attica, Mansfield to Jacob Boxall and Cale Thomas, Corey Conley wins Hilltop. Kentucky at Hidden Hollow to Derek Fisher. Indiana Sprint Week to Kyle Cummins. Mike Roy wins at Sports Rome. And at Rush County, it's Johnny Goff. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Portsmouth Raceway. Yes, the renewed Portsmouth Raceway. Social media content creator Jamie Mullins. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the show. And you're connected not just by being an employee of Portsmouth Raceway. Explain how the new owner is there and you are family.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. So thanks for that invite, first and foremost. And so my parents are actually the new owners of Portsmouth Raceway Park, Jamie and Judith Gent.
Wow, the Gents bringing back a beautiful facility, Portsmouth Raceway, just there in Ohio. And continuing on, I believe, with Mudlick Valley. What's the status of Mudlick Valley as the future unfolds?
So this is a popular question, and we have got this a lot. Right now, it's no secret, Portsmouth is where our primary focus is, only because we've started so late in the 2026 season. One is not more important than the other. Let me just say that. We love them both. But our plan after we get Portsmouth up and going and we're in a good routine is that each season we will share, and we will start at Mudlick in early season because of the notorious flooding of Portsmouth. You can't start early in the season there. And then as the season goes on and we're able to get Portsmouth up and going again next season, our focus will shift a little bit, but we will split our seasons the best that we can between Mudlick and Portsmouth. So no plans on selling, no plans on closing Mudlick. I know that's a really popular question right now.
Well, we love us some Mudlick Valley Raceway in Kentucky and nearby in Ohio, Portsmouth Raceway. And we're chatting with the Track social media content creator, Jamie Mullins of the ProFabrication, Mullins on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Your dad and mom do know that not only does it flood, I mean, it's like underwater for a couple of months, right, at Portsmouth, and then it drains and we got a beautiful facility once again, right?
Yep, that's right. When they, whenever they worked with Tim and Jenny on opening back up this season, they got a real taste of reality of what the flooding leaves behind. I will say that. So every year they're going to have their work cut out for them, but I know they can do it.
Well, hopefully your social media content creation will get to see some of the things that the water leaves behind, kind of like those Talladega pictures where they leave furniture and everything after the races. We'll see what the river does. Jamie Mullins.
Yeah, definitely.
Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So as Portsmouth goes forward, have you got dreams, plans for special events, things like that, that, you know, is kind of known out there yet?
Yes, we finally were able to line up a date for the sprint cars. That was a huge ask of the fans. But before we get there, we do have the Jackie Boggs Kids Night. That's coming up on the 15th. And it is the 6th annual Jackie Boggs Kids Night. We had it scheduled a couple weekends ago, but of course it rained it out. Rain has really been brutal on both tracks this season. So that's coming up on the 15th. We'll have toy giveaway, backpack distributions by Mary's Clothesline. The Ohio Valley Late Model Series will be there, and we'll have some super late models, UMP and Sport Mods, all on the card for that event.
Now that's August 15th at Portsmouth Raceway. Yes. And we're chatting with Jamie Mullins from Portsmouth Raceway, the track's social media content creator. What about Labor Day? Is that when the sprint cars are coming?
Yes. So I don't want to give away too much. I don't know what all I'm allowed to say, but on the 4th, I did drop it today on social media that the Gladiator Sprint Tour is coming to Portsmouth on the 4th, and lined up with that right now. And this is on social media, so this is known knowledge. For the 4th, we'll have super late models, and that will be paying $5,000 to win that night. And we will have the Crown Vix on Friday night. But right now, our plan is a two-day show. So we haven't dropped all of the information for the 5th yet, but it will be very exciting and our highest-paying super late model event at PRP for this season.
Portsmouth Raceway Park back in action, keeping Mudlick Valley going, back in action there. Jamie Mullins, the social media content creator for Portsmouth Raceway, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, letting us know about August 15th and then the Labor Day weekend at the track there in Portsmouth Raceway. How about specialty foods? Are we going to have something fun to eat when we get there?
So if you've ever been to Portsmouth, then you know that the Jenny Coleman chili dog sauce is a crowd favorite. And Jenny and her husband, Tim, own Portsmouth. That's who my parents bought it from. And Jenny was so gracious as to share her recipe with my mom. So we have the famous chili dog sauce in the concession stands. And our number one seller, though, since we've opened the last two weekends, has been my mom's famous walking tacos. I'm telling you, she sold out both weekends of walking taco meat.
Walking tacos, all kinds of great specialty foods. Get to Portsmouth Raceway. Check them out on social media. Jamie Mullins, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Latrobe Speedway winner, Tiffany McElhose on the line. And hey, Tiffany, welcome to the show. And man, it looked like the Victory Lane celebration was extra special, but I thought you had won before at Latrobe. How long has it been since you were in Victory Lane there?
It's been since 2021, since I was in Victory Lane, since my first ever win.
Wow. Tiffany McElhose taking quite a break in between those wins. And that's got to be something to be able to come out and go through it and work and keep working to get back there. How difficult was last year? I thought you were close a couple of times and, you know, things came up short. What's that drama been like to overcome to get to this point where now you're back in Victory Lane?
Last year was a really difficult year because we knew we were fast. We knew I was a good driver. It just, disaster would always strike with a lap or two to go, especially the fan night race last year at Latrobe. And then we went to PPMS one night last year and I was winning that race too. Both on the last lap, the motor gave out on me. So this one was important because I needed one after being so close.
Oh, yes. And a cold one a couple of times after that, too. Tiffany McElhose, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, overcoming a long dry spell to take another win at Latrobe Speedway. She is on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, you know, you were leading lap after lap over the last weekend. I mean, are things starting to sound, you know, like they're breaking? Or, you know, what kind of drama is going on in your head? Because you're closing in on those couple of laps to go, but you still haven't gotten to the finish line yet. How wild was it to be in that car trying to get that victory?
Well, the first six laps, I supposedly, according to everyone at the track, I pulled a big gap. In my head, I was just like, okay, just keep going. You're not winning yet because you're not even close to the checkered flag yet. Then we get a caution and I'm like, oh man, everybody, like we're all tight again. There's a chance I can get past on this first corner, but I took off and never looked back. And then I was nervous the entire time till I came around turn four and saw the checkered flag.
Wow. And the checkered flag was waving for her. Tiffany McElhose, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, getting that victory that she worked so hard for at Latrobe Speedway after a couple of years of being away, back in Victory Lane. And it looked like Victory Lane turned into quite the tussle in and of itself. Family members coming up, big hugs everywhere. I thought almost a hockey match was going to break out there. What was that? All those emotions going on there?
My whole family, we all put so much effort into me racing, and it was just so important for us to get this win. Everyone was just so excited for me because they knew how hard it was for me last year when you have that chance to win again and it just gets ripped out from under your feet. And then you finally have that relief of it finally happened.
So Tiffany McElhose, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, wins after a number of years away from Victory Lane at Latrobe Speedway. And in those couple of years, now there's a big fellow with a lot of muscles on that seems to like you an awful lot. I think he asked you to marry him. What was his reaction to being there for you this victory now that you guys are together?
Oh, he was so excited. He actually didn't get to be at my first one. I forget, he had some family event, my first win, so it was like, man, you missed that. And then finally he was able to see me win, and he was just so proud of me.
So do you make him do more chores around the house or anything? Does he have to take you to dinner now because you finally got it? Did you have any side bets on this thing?
No side bets. We didn't have any side bets, but I'm definitely going to make him clean the car up real nice for this fan appreciation this weekend.
Tiffany Mackelhost, the winner at Latrobe Speedway, and clearly going to be the winner on wash day getting ready for this weekend. She's our guest of the ProFab Hotline. The faces, I mean, it looked like you had 30 people in Victory Lane that were all just beaming there.
I just love the fact that everybody was able to come down. There were still even fans up on the fence cheering for me while I was just doing my interview and taking photos. I don't even think that was half the people in Victory Lane who wanted to come down, but they had to shut it off at some point so they could keep the program moving.
Tiffany Mackelhost, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, taking the win at Latrobe Speedway and getting ready for Fan Appreciation Night. I read somewhere that if you're not the current most popular driver at Latrobe Speedway, you're certainly one of them. What can you expect from Fan Appreciation Night? Are you going to bring extra Sharpies? Do you have more things to sign? What are some of the responsibilities of being that popular and knowing it's Fan Appreciation Night?
For Fan Appreciation Night, I start preparing for that the year prior after that Fan Appreciation just happened. Last year, we gave out a bunch of stuff. This year, we're giving out even more stuff. I think we have checkered flag blankets, checkered flag hats, cups. There might even be a couple shirts thrown in there. I try to really take the time to make all of the fans' nights that night.
Man, what a perfect response by a driver for Fan Appreciation Night. Latrobe Speedway winner, Tiffany Mackelhost, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can listeners find you on the internet so they could follow along and kind of get to follow your racing and the upcoming wedding on that as well?
So you can follow me on Facebook at Tiffany Mackelhost, also on Instagram, just my name again. And then I also do have a TikTok. We don't post as much on there, but we will be posting some more racing content on there as well.
Tiffany Mackelhost, congrats on the win at Latrobe. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner at Kentucky's baddest bull ring, Ponderosa Speedway, over the weekend in the Ironman Series, the Junebug Roland Memorial, a tremendous win and a second really big one of the summer. Adam Stricker on the line. And hey, Adam, how's it feel winning these late models now after a career of tremendous wins in modifieds?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm just very, very thankful and very blessed to, you know, to be in the equipment I'm in and be able to contend for these wins.
When you're out there running guys like Rod Conley, Colton Burdett, Justin Smith, Jeff Watson, the four guys that were there at the finish with you and the others that Jason Jameson, Cade Lowdy, that were in the race and all. I mean, have you even built up a notebook on how to race late model guys at these bigger events? How is that processing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, started in the late model stuff there in 23 and then in 24 kind of was, you know, nothing but late models and had great success and great car owners and was able to build, you know, a notebook and just how to really race these things and took some time off, just kind of a hit or miss schedule with the super stuff, more focused on the modified to just be with my family a little bit more. And, you know, now my daughter's getting a little bit older. I can do these things a little bit more often. And so, you know, I was fortunate enough to get another good ride and with really good equipment. So, you know, got great people behind me and,
you know, you keep winning these races, you could get her a crate late model or something, couldn't you?
Yeah. I'm sure it won't take too much longer and she'll be ready to hop in the seat of something.
Well, Adam Stricker, a dad, awaiting a future Stricker driver, maybe, but definitely getting to a victory lane at Kentucky's baddest bull ring, Ponderosa Speedway, last weekend in the Valvoline American Late Model Ironman Series, and a nice payday on top of it after a tremendous battle throughout. He takes the victory. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So when you make the transition from modified to late model, obviously now you can't see the front wheels, is that optic one of the biggest obstacles to come over? What are some of the points that you had to reteach yourself to get into the super late model?
The biggest thing is just speed. You know, you're going so much faster and everything happens just that much faster, you know what I mean? And these late models, there is no room for mistakes. You know, you just got to be able to be on the wheel all the time and just be able to adapt and overcome and take any things that comes your way.
What's it like though when you hit that mark at that speed and you're finally starting to be able to replicate that over and over again? How cool is that from the young you who dreamed of it now doing it at that speed?
It's really special. I mean, you know, you always think that you can do these things and you just never know until you get the opportunity. And now that the opportunity has kind of prevailed itself, it's definitely heartwarming and makes you feel like that, you know, you kind of belong.
Well, you're running and we're chatting with Adam Stricker on the profabrication.com hotline. He is a Cincinnati, you know, based driver, Cincinnati area right in there and such. So you got a lot of places you can go to within 3-4 hours, maybe even adventure a little bit more. Is there some future stuff that you would love to get to go to, maybe like the Pittsburgher or Knoxville, Iowa, you know, some of those type places out there that might not be on your schedule, but at least on your mind, maybe to get to over the next, you know, 15, you know, months or so?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, obviously we got the World 100 coming up. I've had good success there, but, you know, like, I'd love to be able to go to Knoxville or, you know, even next year, like the Firecracker or just some of these bigger races that are coming up. And, you know, maybe in the future, if everything keeps going well, we can do that.
Adam Stricker on the profabrication.com hotline. Second big super late model win of the summer and really starting to gel at this dirt super late model world out there. And you've ran a lot of the guys, but maybe they haven't always been in your heat or your semi or the features that you've been in. Who are some of the drivers that you still look forward to getting to be able to test yourself against that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, we got the North South coming up, so we're going to be racing with some of the best guys like Davenport and Bobby and Ricky and Overton and all them Shepherd. Just, yeah, I mean, equipment is plenty capable of getting it done. I just got to do my job and, you know, put up a good fight with these guys coming up.
How about we turn the calendar back and look at some of the racing heroes that maybe from the past that you clearly won't be able to race against, but who were some of the heroes of the past that, you know, if you could, you would race against and maybe were the guys on the wall in the bedroom of young Adam Stricker when he was growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you always think about John Gill and, you know, one of my hometown heroes was Rick Combs and, you know, just people like that. There's just so many people that are great friends of mine and my family and wish I could have got to race them guys when I was younger. So a lot of people I look up to is, you know, as I progress into my racing.
Well, he is progressing and progressing quite well. Two big Dirt Super Late Model wins, the latest at Kentucky's Baddest Bull Ring, Ponderosa Speedway, and the Ironman Late Model Series. Valvoline and Chris Tilley putting all that great series together. He is our guest, Adam Stricker, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So North-South coming up, coming off of this win, is the momentum there for you to maybe surprise these guys a little bit come feature time and be right in the mix?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look back at some of the stats, I've had great runs with Lucas Oil and World of Outlaws. And just, you know, I've had some time off to do some other things, and I think I'm plenty capable enough. And I've said it a ton of times, you know, the equipment is definitely there. I just got to have a little luck your way. And if everything goes good, I think we can definitely be in contention.
Where can fans follow you on the internet to be able to keep up with this adventure?
You can follow us all on Facebook, mostly at Team Christie Racing or Adam Stricker Racing on Facebook. That's most of our updates there.
Adam Stricker taking the victory at Ponderosa Speedway. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there, but sunny in other places. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts at CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.